All right, first of all, I'd like you to tell me how your family came to El Paso.
You want to come up here? Okay. My daddy was working in Sherman, Texas, for the Gladney Mills, it was. And then when I was an infant, I was born in Sherman, Texas. But when I was an infant, the doctor told him he had tuberculosis. So he came out here, and with my mother and me, of course. And then he didn't have tuberculosis, but he stayed, you know, since he'd already moved. That's how we happened to come here. So many people came here for tuberculosis, and he was very fortunate that he didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. That was lucky. And so when were you born?
You want the year and the date?
Mm-hmm.
October the 16th, 1914. I'm 85.
Wow, you don't look it.
Well, thank you.
What kind of education did your father and mother have?
They both had high school education.
And now, where do you know your family's ultimate ancestry? Like where they came from in Europe, for instance?
Well, the first, my maiden name was Hale, and the first Hale was a Quaker. He came to Philadelphia in 1680 and was a Quaker. And I have this all written down, but what I remember, skipping all those generations, is that my grandfather, my daddy's father, was a federal district judge in West Plains, Missouri. And my daddy's, my two grandparents on my dad's side had deceased before I was born. But his picture hangs there. My grandfather's picture hangs in the federal building in West Plains, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of education did you have growing up in El Paso?
Well, I graduated from, I started at Crockett. No, I think I started, well, I'm not sure. But it was a school that has been torn down, and I'm not real sure what it was. I think it was called Fannin, and then I went from there to Crockett. And then I went to Lamar, and I went to Moorhead, and ended up we had only seven grades then in Texas, seven grade schools and then four high school. And at the end of my seventh grade, I went out to live with my daddy. My parents divorced, and I went out to live with my dad in San Francisco for a couple of years, and then I came back, and then they put me back again. So in other words, California took 1 year extra, and then here they took it away from another year. So I was 2 years really behind.
Oh my gosh.
My classmates. And then I graduated from El Paso High School and went to the College of Mines. And from 1890, wait a minute, I'm in the wrong decade. From 1933 to 1937. I was at the College of Mines, and then I guess I married a person from Alabama, and we went to Alabama to live, so I had several years, 5 or 6 years there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got a divorce, of course, I came home.